Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.
Process towards binding treaty on transnational corporations and human rights gains support at UN. The Ecuadorian chair of the United Nations Human Rights Council's working group in charge of negotiating a binding treaty on transnational corporations and human rights submitted on Thursday in Geneva, Switzerland, the report of the third session of the group held last October. The countries ratified the importance of the process and will hold its fourth session in October 2018 with the negotiation of a draft zero. Ecuador now opened a consultation period with participant states until June in order to write this first draft. According to activist Juliette Renaud of Friends of the Earth France and representative of Friends of the Earth International this week in Geneva.
Hello, everyone. It's really just now in this moment, the Ecuador with the chair of this intergovernmental working group on the binding treaty has presented the report of the third session that took place last October. And now the states, the other states are commenting on it. Several states have expressed their support to the process, have expressed the need for this binding treaty to put an end to corporate impunity and to give access to justice and reparation for the victims. And more importantly, what we were expecting it was the declaration of the European Union. And it was positive. It's really a very good news because we saw in the third, in the three past year, a more obstructive position and attitude of the European Union. In last October, the European Union was questioning the mandate of the working group. They also tried to suppress the budget of the working group in December. And now, pushed by the pressure and the mobilization of civil society, they declared just some minutes ago that they will continue to participate to this negotiation on the binding treaty, and so acknowledging the continuation of the process.
I wanted to ask you, Juliette, what is going to happen now? You were saying that in October there will be the first moment in which we be discussed a draft zero of this legally binding treaty, and also if you are a bit surprised of the attitude of the European Union right now.
Now in the coming month, what will happen is that Ecuador will start some consultation with the state, but also with civil society to build this draft zero of the treaty. It must be sent to all the states 4 months before the session, so that's in June. And concerning the European Union, yes, we were happily surprised. We have been talking to several delegations from member states from the European Union, like France, Spain, the Netherlands. And they told us that, especially France told us that the mobilization of civil society has been, and also parliamentarian, has been very important, that the government has feeling this pressure from civil society, and that helped start the start of a shift of the position of several countries inside the EU, and eventually the position of the EU as a group. So it is really a victory for us, for all this mobilization. It's just a first step. Now we need to keep the pressure for the states to engage constructively in this zero draft, to participate and to be there in October for the fourth session.
Juliette, what can you tell us about the side events which were organized by the Global Campaign to Dismantle Corporate Power, in which a network in which Friends of the Earth International participates too?
So we had this side event yesterday. There was a big attendance, so it was we are seeing at each opportunity that this process of building this binding treaty is taken more seriously by everyone. It's more and more important. Ecuador, a representative of Ecuador, was there of the side event, and he expressed again the support and the commitment of Ecuador in the process. He explained us all these next steps that will happen in the coming months. And as the global campaign members, we also all showed this mobilization of the civil society. We also have the importance of making the voice of the affected community heard, and that's why we are here, because we need to ensure that this treaty and first of all the zero draft that will be discussed in October takes into account the voice of the victims, the need of the victims that we are representing here.
Okay, it was Juliette Renaud, member representative of Friends of the Earth France and Friends of the Earth International in Geneva this week. Thank you very much, Juliette.
Thank you and bye-bye.
Real World Radio, broadcasting three words, building popular communications by Fowai.